Good morning. We're continuing with Hilchos Shabbos. We're learning Klal Chaf. We're learning Simei Dalet. We're going to talk about some of the points that he discusses in Simei Dalet outside. He talks about there was a custom people would put stuff back into the oven. Now, we discussed before that there's a concept called Chazorah, which is Mutar on Shabbos. If you have a food which has been taken off of its heat source on Shabbos, he's allowed to return it as long as he meets Tanai Chazorah. Tanai Chazorah are five again. There are two which are because of the concern of the Raisa. One is that it should be fully cooked. Otherwise, by putting it back, he's causing cooking. One is that it can't be in the stand on the gamri, because something which is in the stand on the gamri, if it's a liquid, we are concerned with the Yesh Bishlach or Bishl. So it has to be fully cooked, and it can't be cooled off. Beyond that, there are three drabonans which are necessary as well. One is that the oven has to be garfakotim, it has to be covered, or the coals have been removed. A person should not put it down, a person should take it off with intent to return it. The Shulchan Aruch does not require those last two. So B'Shas, so there's a need. So we can be lenient and not require the last two. A person should ask a Rav that situation. The food is fully cooked, it's still hot, the fire is covered, the person took it off and let go, but did not hold on to it the whole time. It's not Oda B'Yodo. Or the person took it off, held the whole time, but didn't take it off and planned to return it. Now decided they want to return it. So Makom Tzarich, you can be samech on that. There's a sixth point, however, that this heter of chazorah, the Mor says, does not apply to teicha, to inside the oven. Only applies to on top. They used to cook on top of their ovens. They called the kira. There was a place on top of the kira to place a pot, and they would cook there. So the cooking on the kira, chazorah is mutter, but to put it back inside the oven, teicha chazorah is not permitted. Here we're talking about the minhag was they would put back inside of the tanner. So we have Siddur Chazorah. It's not Garba Kotim necessarily. So why is it mutter? So the person grapple with why exactly that it's going to be mutter. Maybe you put it inside the oven, you put it far away from where the fire is. So it has this mile of Kinegan and Madura. That's why we're discussing it, because it's parallel to the concept of placing it not immediately adjacent to where the hearth is, where the fire is, but further away. So this is the same thing. So that's the Chayyim is a little bit concerned with that. That's a valid heter. To address the issue of Garva Kotum, and we have to also address the issue of putting it inside Turkey, putting it inside the oven. So there was a suggestion to do the following. That instead of covering the clothes, which are not covered, and you're not, if you put the pot inside of the stove, in a way which is not the normal way how you cook, maybe that's your mantra. It'll function like a hecker to remind us, not remind the person not to stoke the coals, etc. So a person takes an empty pot and puts it upside down, and puts the food on top of that empty pot, so that maybe that should be mantra. That's so the Chayyim, so the Mishabura brings this down and says it's a valid explanation. But the Chayyim himself disagrees. He says that it's arguably inside of the oven. It shouldn't make a difference whether it's Derek Bishel or not by putting it on top of this this item or not. The Chazon Ish in Siman Lamed Zayin, or Chaim Siman Lamed Zayin, fleshes out the question. He points out that the heat of the oven reaches everything inside of the oven equally, whether it's raised on top of the pot or not. Till now we've been discussing Hatera, by putting it on top of the pot, you're distancing it from the heat source. It cooks differently, so maybe that's going to be mounted, even in the Sinel Chalkila, maybe not. Something which is... but here we're dealing with something which the concern over here of it's inside of the oven, it's not on top. So the fact that there's a pot there doesn't change it's not derabishal. You don't only cook on top of a pot, but that's not enough of a hecker. The hecker is that in conjunction with the fact that the heat is diminished significantly by putting down this pot on top of the oven. So even when you're doing chazorah, a teicha is going to be problematic. It's not going to be had to do chazorah into teicha inside of the oven. Have a good day.